And speaking of the succession, Hector continued, lightening his tone deliberately as he turned to the Earl of Corus, who'd sat his horse to one side while he and Iris talked, are there any further clues as to who was behind that assassination attempt?
No, my prince, Corus admitted. My agents have interviewed every shop owner, street vendor, and beggar in Manchir, looking for witnesses who might be able to identify the assassins or tell us where they went after the attack. We've even tried, without success, to find the maker of the arbalests on the off chance that he might remember who bought them from him. The only thing I can tell you for certain is that their proof marks aren't Coruscantian.
They aren't? Hector rubbed his chin contemplatively. That's interesting. Do we have any idea whose proof marks they are, since they aren't ours?
I suspect they're Ha Chong'i's, my prince. Unfortunately, Ha Chong'i's rather outside our normal area of interest. I'm trying to get confirmation of that, but so far without much luck.
But they're not Coruscantian, and they're from far enough away, wherever they were actually made, that you're finding it difficult even to identify the maker, Iris said, her hazel eyes as thoughtful as her father's.
That's significant itself, don't you think?
Possibly, Corus nodded. The same thought had occurred to me, Your Highness. Foreign weapons, difficult to trace, might well suggest this was carefully planned by foreigners. I don't think we ought to jump to any conclusions in that regard, however. That's not to say I'm not strongly inclined towards the same one you're suggesting, only that I'm trying to keep my mind open to other possibilities.
I understand, my lord, Iris smiled at him, and I'm grateful to you for reminding me of the need to consider possible culprits besides Caleb.
If anyone in the entire princedom besides the two of you is blaming anyone but Caleb for it, I haven't heard anything about it, Hector said wryly.
Good.
Iris turned back from Corus and showed him her teeth. If it wasn't Caleb, I'm not going to shed any tears over seeing him blamed for it anyway. And judging from the reactions I've been seeing, the idea that he tried to kill you has truly infuriated quite a few of your subjects, father.
Amazing how a foreign assassination attempt can make people forget all the reasons they have for being irritated with their own prince, isn't it? Hector observed with a chuckle.
His daughter's eyebrows furrowed, and he chuckled again, harder.
Iris, no matter how good a prince may be, and I've never made any pretensions to sainthood, sweetheart, at least some of his subjects are going to be unhappy with him about something. It happens. I couldn't make everyone happy even if I tried, and it's not really the fault of those I make unhappy that they don't like me very much. That's one reason I try not to step too heavily on any one group, here at home at least, and one reason to balance the nobility and its demands and desires against the commons and their demands and desires. I don't lose any sleep over the fact that I can never satisfy everyone, but the ruler who forgets that at least some of his subjects have legitimate reasons to be unhappy with him isn't likely to continue to rule very long.
She nodded very seriously, and he smiled at her.
Risley's even righter than he knows, he thought. You're so much like your mother, and Hector isn't enough like me, or your mother. But at least he'll have you, won't he, Iris? And maybe he'll actually be smart enough to listen to you. I'm sure a more unlikely miracle has happened somewhere in history, even if I can't think of one right off hand.
Earl Anvil Rock is waving his flag again down there, my prince, Corus observed.
Then let's ride down and enhance a little morale, shall we, Iris?
Hector said lightly, and turned his horse towards the waiting artillerists.